Yorkton. Yorkton's Business Improvement District made its annual presentation to Yorkton Council at its regular meeting Monday, May 15. We know that the YBID projects and sponsorships are a crucial part of beautifying our district, so we have a great and prosperous district, detailed material circulated to Council. In making the presentation, YBID Executive Director Donna Brothwell noted most of the organization's funding comes through the city via funds that are collected by the levy as well as the matching grant of up to $100,000 each year, which has not been increased since inception in 2004. To increase funds available for projects, Brothwell added YBID is now investigating grants to help with the ever-increasing costs and to be able to bring new projects such as June Days to fruition. Brothwell said the funds are used to both sponsor programs and to undertake projects of benefit to businesses in the business district and the city. The projects include June Days, which return in 2023. In 2022, the 5 days hosted in June brought out some 1,200 people and the resulting activity in the downtown. Brothwell also noted YBID has assumed all fiduciary and maintenance responsibilities for the mural since the Renaissance Group dissolved a few years ago. With the mural restored in 2021 by the original artists plus two local artists Tanya Vermette and Angelina Cardinal, it continues to be a beautiful addition to the city. In 2022, the clock was moved to the old mill location, in which YBID is grateful for the placement, said Brothwell. With commitment from the city to help move and restore it to working, it makes a beautiful addition to this historic site, noted the YBID report. In terms of sponsorships, YBID donated $1,000 to the film festival, and in partnership with Sign the Mobility Car continues to sponsor this much-needed service. Looking ahead, YBID will undertake some strategic planning, said Brothwell, noting the last strategic planning session was in 2017, which developed a plan for 2018 to 2020.